today we welcome Coanne Skrzynierz back to the show. I think I'm getting better, Coanne, with her name. Founder and CEO, along with one of her community members, Jeff Mendelson, the founder and CEO of a company I hope you've heard of by now, New Leaf Paper. Jeff was one of the early leaders, certainly not only in the green business movement, but certainly with environmentally friendly paper. Jeff and Coanne, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Betsy.
Jeff, because I have had the privilege to interview you a couple of times, and I love the story about why you started New Leaf Paper, if you could just share that with our listeners.
Sure. I founded the company really for two main reasons. One was I really saw that businesses were becoming, in many ways, more powerful than governments in the influence over our lives. And so from a sort of macro level, I wanted to make a difference in the world and thought the best way to do it would be to start a business that could example the community. And then, of course, the more specific reason has to do with my love for the outdoors and the massive impact that the paper industry has on the world and how it had been relatively stuck and in an old paradigm of very, very polluting and environmentally damaging paradigm. And I founded a company with a specific goal of shifting that and making it more sustainable.
The beauty of that is how much impact you've had towards your goal since you started, Jeff.
Well, thank you.
In terms of growing your company, but not only that, in terms of educating other paper companies as well.
And forcing transformation in the market as a whole.
And it's been a David and Goliath story, I understand. You're growing, but you started out so small, and yet your influence perhaps is much greater than the size of your company, and maybe you could tell our listeners just how big you are at this point.
Sure. Yeah, we founded the company from scratch in 1998, and we did about $30 million in sales last year. One thing we're proud of is we've grown without any external financing until, frankly, a few weeks ago when we closed our first round of financing to help grow into real products so that we could bring our message and mission and leading environmental products to people in the form of notebooks and journals and things like that. But so for the first 10 years.
That's exciting. Sorry? Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, very exciting. And they're going to be in Whole Foods and also in Target and Office Depot and soon Barnes & Noble. So very exciting. In regards to how we're able to have impact is sort of the tail that can wag the dog, so to speak. Really, the commitment to sustainability is the underlying value proposition. We're able to, by being a company with such a focus and by being also focused on coming up with real-world solutions that companies could actually use in the form of their paper buy, we're able to collaborate up and down the supply chain and create, innovative new products that the mainstream paper industry had failed to do, starting with the first 100% recycled letterhead paper that's fully post-consumer content and bright white, with Bank of America being the anchor customer. And sort of using this model of collaboration and transparency, which, as everybody knows, are fundamental to the sustainable business community, the idea of transparency and building trust and collaborating up and down the supply chain, well, that's what we did. And over that 10-year period, we've innovated in a broad range of product categories in the paper world.
That's terrific, Jeff. And I know that there's been some changes in just how paper plants are, paper mills are set up to really green themselves. What's happening there?
You've nailed it. The issue around sustainability is mill design in our book, and we actually love to educate the market and under our something we call pulp fiction, our vision of a sustainable paper industry. And the key issue is sustainable mill design. And paper mills are built to run for 30-plus years and run 24 hours, 7 days a week, and make a marginal profit. So if a mill was designed under the old paradigm, it's expensive, difficult, and frankly a tough business proposition to retrofit and change it. That said, fortunately, we have identified not only what we think would make a sustainably designed mill from everything from the inputs to the processes and chemicals, but we've found there are mills in the world, both in North America and overseas, that embody these principles. And sorry, it's long-winded here, but just to explain, what we've been able to do is work with these mills, highlight the way that they're designed, and create products that are, frankly, impossible to make at some of these mills that have the old industrial paradigm. And our ultimate goal is to drive the market in this direction so that when investments are made and mills are designed going forward, that they're designed with these principles of sustainability.
One of the things that I think is interesting, and then Coanne will have the last word, is that you've really come up with kind of a substitute for chlorine bleach in your process.
Uh-huh.
Maybe just a few words about that.
It's not our innovation, I would say. The important thing is that bleaching with hydrogen peroxide is by far the cleanest way to bleach paper. Hydrogen peroxide is H2O2, and when you use it to bleach, it breaks down into H2O and O2, water and oxygen. So you eliminate the toxin on the front end, and you eliminate the effluent on the back end. And we've just basically been able to promote that and shift the bleaching process for most of our products to peroxide, which has been a blessing.
Great. Coanne?
Jeff, one of the things I know you were going to address with us at the Sustainable Brands Conference in June is just the evolution of business structure and governance that's coming out of an awareness that old models of business structure and governance are breaking down. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Exciting. It's very exciting to me because that's really really the core reason how I got into business was to try and shift the way business is done. And one thing that's really curious that people are probably not aware of is business as we know it today is really, an evolutionary form. The way that the pioneers in North America structured business when they became independent of England.
Hang on one second, Jeff. We're going to have you back because there's more of a story here, and it's a great story, but I'm afraid we're out of time for this week. But if anyone is listening, they want to hear more from Jeff Mendelson, I urge them to attend the Sustainable Brands 09 coming up in late May, and we have more information about that on our website. Thanks so much, Coanne, and thanks so much, Jeff Mendelson with New Leaf Paper. We'll see you next time. This is Betsy Rosenberg from The Green Front.